Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack, of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stands, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, and the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Something in life will never change. Something in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dubset, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers go and lie on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
And that is called Against the Grain. That was like an all-star cast. It was just not Sheriff Kilroy by himself. It was Black House Sounds. My man Joe Legacy did the engineering work. Started off with him on vocals. Middleman was Sheriff Kilroy. Ended off with Endo Dub Sack. Lady on the refrain was definitely Denise Monroe, Against the Grain. As a matter of fact, we'll get into why that song was started out today. We'll do that later on in the program. I'm looking at that 216-486 phone number, area code 216-486 phone number. We'll get to you just shortly. I just want to give everybody out there who's online the number that you can call in, like our brave phone caller from the 216-486 phone number. Let you all know while you're looking online at that number. And anybody who calls in, just a few quick disclaimers. You are listening to Al Porter in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 4, verse 4. And that man is an abbreviation, an acronym for music, activism, news. Take each one, take that M out, that A out, that N out for music, activism, news. You get Man in the Streets. And 646-478-0944 is the phone number. 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number one out of three. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, paper, pencils, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen, but remember, this is an hour-long program, so I might not be able to listen for a long time, but I'll listen somewhat. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind because I happen to feel that when you do call in, you are definitely a very, very valuable asset to the program. And I appreciate phone callers. And, wow, that's nice. We have a couple of people calling in tonight. So before I get to that 216-849 phone number, and before I get to that 216-486 phone number, I just want to let people know real quick that you can check out online, blackonblackcrime.com. That's blackonblackcrime.com. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period. That's Alfred Porter Jr. period. The profile picture is of a sheriff's hat, or should I say a CD cover now. That's kind of like Brandon keeping that up there a long time until you knew you were going to use it as a cover. So with that being said, before I get to 216-703-216-849, let's go with the first one I called off, 216-486. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir, and I do believe it's blackonblackcleveland.com.
Thank you so much for clearing
and
that one up.
And also, I'm anxious to hear what they are being done by these violent police out of here.
Actually,
that's what I'm calling
whole...
in to see, if anything.
You know, I got that means I'm going to have to get on my soapbox about that later on. And
yeah.
Speak on that subject, which I promise I will. But definitely, you say the site is blackonblackcleveland.com.
.com.
Thank you so much for that and for always calling in to give that good information. We appreciate you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. And right before we go to the 216-849, give you some time to get your thoughts together, I want to let people know that should you choose that 216 Radio, 89.3 FM, that's midnight, it's Saturday, Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org. And then tonight, 89.3 FM, SOTC, and that's at 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Who knows, you might just hear something from that controversial Sheriff Kilroy. Let's see what's going on with 216-849, you're on live. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Al Porter. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man. What's on your mind, man?
Well, you know, I told you I was going to call in and listen, but I did have a question I wanted to ask. I hope I ain't breaking up the conversation or nothing that you was already on. I tried to catch the top of the show, but unfortunately, no problem. I couldn't. This email.
Hey, that's all right. We good.
Okay. I wanted to ask, I don't know if you saw the news today or this morning or anything, but our chief of police, did you see the little tidbit they had about the interview he had with the Justice Department representative?
Oh yes, I did see that. Yes, I did.
Yeah, did you know?
Or the non statements, but go ahead, brother.
Did you notice the when he started asking questions that pertain to officer abuse of their power, and you know, they was like, "Do you agree with the statistics and our findings on the abuse of their, you know, just being overly aggressive with the people that they, you know, saying detain?" You know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know what I'm saying? What did they call it? What was that word they used? Execute the arrest.
Oh, wait. Yeah, from the systemic failure that was done, did he agree with the findings? You're talking about the Department of Justice from the 60-minute interview that was done?
Yeah.
And they were showing it.
He said no. He don't think
that's
that
right.
It's a problem within the police department. But the real thing that I wanted to ask you was, did you see the look on his face when he said you got 90% black population in your city and you got a all white police force? You don't think nothing wrong with that? Man, his eyeballs like to tear up because he didn't expect that man to ask him no questions. But just like the other time that he said, well, I mean, you know, we're actually taking steps to make sure that we can do things about that. No, they ain't. You know what I'm saying?
That is so honest, and I'm glad you brought that up, because my thing is there's a reason why we're out there. And the reason why we're out there is because it's to force them to at least take a look. There are several groups that were out there. And in looking at certain things, I can honestly say that one of those things was when he did have his quote-unquote conversation with them, and he said that it's my job. He answered very abstract. He didn't say, I'm doing my job and this is how I'm going about it. He said, hey, it's my job to get rid of bad police officers. Didn't say it, but I'm doing it, and these are the steps. It was very abstract. And that look on his face from that question was very priceless indeed. I'm glad you noticed that one.
Mm-hmm. I have to say this, though. The city is I'm sorry, everybody, but we are paying, and we have paid for a writer. Because he sounded like Obama. He sounded like President Obama dodging those direct bullets. He did. And he sat there with his shiny black ass face, looking like a slave with a uniform on. Okay?
Yes,
eyes all shiny. They didn't even bother powdering his face so that the light wouldn't show how shiny he really is. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even go that far. Now, everybody else on the news and on TV, they look nice and, you know, blanketed and covered, you know, soft silk and everything. But he looked just like a shiny old slave in his little policeman suit. Sitting up there talking about, I have a 19-year-old son. My son's this, and I don't tell him anything. We don't have conversations like that. Because you don't have to, dude.
Thank you.
All of them white cops on your damn detail know everybody in your family. So if you catch my son out here doing some dumb shit, don't shoot him. You
That's
know
right.
what I'm saying? He defends
That's
his family.
Right.
But forget the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? Forget everybody
right.
else, man. That one, it's a sad thing that the chief of police get appointed. You know,
sure.
You noticed that you didn't hear nothing from the chief of the president of the Security Council. He didn't have
no.
nothing to say. The man answered all the questions just like he was supposed to. And I guarantee you they debriefed him before he went on the camera. Now, I guarantee you, you say the wrong thing, excuse my language, but you say the wrong thing, buddy. And you're going, that's it for you. You're canned. You've had it. You're washed up. I tell you, his boss told him to follow the script, and he did.
Man, so, I thank you for calling to point that out.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's been on my mind all day. So
I'm glad you called in and shared it.
That's what's up.
I think you're gonna like the rest of the program. I thank you very much in advance. All right, peace.
All right.
You know, that's my man, the producer of these shows for Varsity Music, Emax the Image. And as I get to the rest of the phone callers, which I will, and I let people know, hey, if you want to call back and say something else once you're exited off the system, you can either press that. You can hang up and call back, and we'll get you back in order. Because before we go to that 216703 or that 216772 or that 216209, I need to hit up on one point that my man brought up. And, you know, one of the reasons we do what we do is to make sure Cleveland police do their jobs correctly. As the New York Times, a national publication, said, the Cleveland Police Department had problems before they shot 12-year-old Tamir Rice. The CPD laid off 250 cops in 2004 to close a budget gap, and a 15% drop in officers, and that drastic change showed as violent crime doubled for the next 2 years. Now, the New York Times said the 911 dispatch received a report of a child probably playing with a fake gun. One of two attorneys representing the Rice family, Walter Madison, told the New York Times that officers should have attempted to help this young man after the shooting using first aid. And to piggyback on what was just said, wow, 60 Minutes, they did interview Police Chief Calvin Williams, saying it's his job to rid the force of bad cops while supporting good ones. Unfortunately, he definitely disagreed with a lot of the Department of Justice report. And the last part of this is Officer Brillo, one of 13 cops from November 29, 2012, the murders of Tim Russell and Melissa Williams, finally goes on trial April the 6th, 2015, for his 39 shots out of 137 in front of Judge Donald O'Donnell. Wow. This will be very interesting out of that. Because I want to keep my word, I'm going to go and pick on and see what's going on with 216703. You're on live. How you doing this evening?
How you doing, Mr. Porter, man out in the street, the sheriff, Blackout Siren, what's up with it? Man, y'all have some serious topics up there today, serious topics going on throughout the city, period, and a lot of stuff. Well, a lot of things that's going on, people trying to keep it hush-hush from what I can hear. But the reason I was calling in, because once again, Blackout Sound have more music to support the way that people feel about what's going on now. And I hope it helped them get through what's really going on when cops is walking away and they committing murder, or, you know, they doing things. If I did anything to you, I'd be prosecuted, you know, in an hour. But, you know, it, like you just said, it 2012, and here's 2015, and it's just now going to trial. That's the stuff I'm talking about. So,
right.
I'm gonna keep listening because I need to listen. Too many of us talking, and we don't know what we're talking about. And I'm one of them. I'm just trying to get that music out there to support people through all these horrible times that we're going through in Cleveland, Ohio. And I love what you're doing, and keep up the great work. And I'm just listening. Blackout Sound, the founder, Joe Lester.
Man, appreciate that. Oh, man, I appreciate that. And it's a who knew, because we started off program with some music from that brother, so I can appreciate that. Before I get to the 216-772 phone number, followed by 216-209, I appreciate you all for being patient, and then we'll check out what's going on from the 330-752 side of life. So I just want to get into, one thing that happened and maybe something that might be upcoming or what have you, whichever way it leads me, but I will do this. Wow, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, and that's music and entertainment from our region, our area. Top number 10, King Swisher, tribute was done to that brother. More on that later. Number 9, Black House Sounds. Number 8, T-Rilla. Number 7, Eastside, Anatomy Club, February 20th, featuring Spade 216 and my man Sheriff Kilroy. Wait a minute, that's me. Anyway, number 6, E-Max, The Image. Number 5, Flawless. Number 4, Lady Meatrice. More on that later. Wrong. Number 3, the CD listening tour for Sheriff Kilroy is coming through. Number 2, DJ J Fresh. Hey, and a place called the Frosty Beaver. More on that later on. Number 1, I give it up for OPN Cypher Mania. More on that in just a little while. I also want to let people know, should they choose, it'll be definitely, they can come check out what is happening at Black on Black Crime Incorporated. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. at 14715 Euclid Avenue, 44112, storefront across from the Shrimp Boat. It's the Resource Center. You cannot miss it. As a matter of fact, I just want to let people know real quick, since we're following up on certain things, before I do go to that 216-772 phone number, that last Tuesday at Cleveland State University, the Governor's Task Force Against Police Brutality, which included Honorable Lewis Stokes, Representative Sandra Williams, former ball player Anthony Munoz, I don't know what he knows about, but never mind, former Senator Nina Turner, and about 16 others were on a panel. And what's crazy is Cleveland City Council was holding a listening tour of their own at the same time. Now, the program started at 4, and I arrived at 3:20, and was the first person to speak, and I'm thankful that new Cleveland Police Department union head, Steve Loomis, sat there about 3 rows behind me, and in less than 3 minutes, I said that Tamir Rice, hey, I had to go back right to history. Now, remember, the union said that they gave him about 3 warnings, and that would add up to about 3.2 seconds, but when the video showed 1.2 seconds, the next thing you know, new union head, Steve Loomis, he acted like Mr. Goodrich and said the brakes failed. Then he turned around and said Tamir was running towards the rec center. And I said, you need to stop union heads from inflammatory comments. Cops also need to be dressed, tested for drugs and alcohol after shootings, just like regular citizens. And I brought up the fact that Mike Trevisano from WTAM 1100 did agree with Black on Black Crime Incorporated and several others who recommended that a few years ago. And that, finally, Loomis may be right. He says the training academy here in Cleveland is excellent. But that might mean that the police officers themselves are far from excellent, making some very bad decisions. With that being said, 216-772, how are you doing out there?
I'm well, Al. Let me get you off the speaker. This is Don here. Okay, so I did watch Calvin Williams, the Cleveland police chief, last night, and I guess my two comments on that would be, well, it was obvious that he was in denial about the systemic problems of the Cleveland Police Department, like the Department of Justice has said. And I don't know how you – it was sort of contradictory to admit that there's training problems and hiring problems, because that indicates a systemic problem.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, and the fact that, like what you just said about New York Times, said we had problems before Tamir was shot. Tamir's case and Tanisha Anderson's case weren't even part of the 2-year investigation.
Right.
And, you know, and being that the DOJ has come twice to tell Cleveland police that they're using excessive force in, too often. I mean, that, so how, I don't see how he like lied. You know, I don't see how he could do that.
Well, yeah,
he knows where he's getting paid. He knows who's paying his paycheck, and he had to say that. I guess, you know, it's sad. My other thing is, Al, is that, and other people have said this as well. In fact, I talked to Bernie Rowland, mother of Dan Thicker, who was killed by the Cleveland police on the 4th of July 3 years ago in Parma by an off-duty police
right.
officer and one on duty in a police car. So all that was so a violation of so many codes and protocols. You know, I asked her, I go, I know that 60 Minutes reporter had given their business card to her the night of one of the listening tours. And I asked her, I go, are you going to be on the show tonight? You know, before 60 Minutes came on. And she said, I guess not, because many other people were also pegged for the show who had issues with the Cleveland police as far as, you know, their relatives getting either killed or, or brutalized. They were also pegged to be, you know, interviewed for the show, and none of these people were on. So I will write, and some of us are already saying we're going to write to 60 Minutes program and say we need to hear from the victims now. So we'll see what happens from that. And if anybody else wants to do that, please do.
Hey, please keep pumping that out there. That's why it is so important to have our own media. For me, I personally feel that when people say, well, we don't have enough, I say that's a lie on that. We definitely don't have enough. What we need is more real media and independent media. So I thank you for calling in with those observations.
Thank you, Al. Have a good night.
You do the same. I appreciate it, and I'll definitely do my best to get something on for you to hear as well. Thank you so much, and that's why I say, if you're wondering why I do what I do in between phone callers, and before I go to that 216-209, and then I check out the 330-752 and the 216-242, if you're wondering why I'm doing what I'm doing, it's to kind of make us like one unit and let people know what's going on, such as the fact of the Art McCoy radio show, which is on Sundays at 5 p.m., that's WERE 1490 AM, Cleveland Standard Time, or www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also Facebook or blog talk Who Has the Power Radio, or D Gambit Radio, or Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious. And, you know, like I say, people who are very patient, I appreciate that. Like that 216-209, you're on live. How are you out there?
Great, great. Al, this is John from Black Odyssey.
Man. Tell me what's happening, man.
Oh, man. First of all, I want to thank you for your protest, because the very intersection that you protest was the very intersection that I put in my video, and I promptly left it in the video for a certain amount of seconds just to let people know that had been a dangerous intersection, not for since you protested, but since they, ever since I can ever remember, it's always
right.
been a dangerous intersection right there. And, you know, I am having a show, Black Odyssey is having a show with February 21st at the Agora, and you are invited, Al, so whenever I get a chance, come see me so you can get your free ticket. And I do want to touch on a couple issues.
Please do that.
Along with this Tamir Rice thing. And, you know, they slid in the fact that they were going to put body cameras on police officers and stuff like that, and they were going to get them the okay for that. Here's the biggest problem with that. Who operates these cameras? And here's the next thing. Who okays them for when and how they can use them? Because anytime you use any video products, they're using it completely all the way against you. And it's always biased, because so you never see the problems that escalate before and prior to it.
I'm glad you said that, and I'll tell you. I'm glad you said that, because real quick, I just want to say that since you put that out there, ooh, and I see the 216 number,
that just added in will be to you in just a moment. Also, 216-215, that is, there was a case in East Cleveland. We talked about that on the show last year. A young lady's two sons, they were giving out assurance phones from a tent. Two police officers rolled out, assaulted her sons. What was crazy is they were wearing body cams, and they didn't turn the cams or dash cams. They didn't turn the dash cams, rather, on until the two men were in the back of the squad car cursing at them. And so to answer your question, that can be a problem if it's manually done. It has to be automatically once you step out, it goes on and it stays on. If not, it'll be for naught. And I remember that too clear. Go ahead, brother.
And that, you know, that leads me to another point with that. We already have a problem with the integrity of the police. So who is to watch them? You can't hire just one supervisor or one correctional officer to go and handle this whole entire force when he's a part of the problem, too. He comes from the same system. So
that's
true. It's just from somebody who comes from the same system to take over where somebody else left off at. I don't agree with him completely, right. Because I also read the report, and it said we had a history of problems, not just a problem before Tamir. So let's get the verbiage right on that one, because ever since I can remember, we always had a problem around here.
You did lie on that. Man, that is why I'm going to put it to you like this here. Every once in a while when I get a chance, I probably won't get a chance to do it tonight, but it's very interesting that one of the best books that I read on this show is The Investigation of the Cleveland Division of Police, the United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, United States Attorney's Office, Northern District of Ohio, December 4th, 2014. That contains some of the worst horror stories I've ever seen. Continue, though, bro.
Yeah, and, you know, and when you see people like this guy, you know, when they promoted him, I don't think that they scripted. I don't think that they told him what to say. I think he was already programmed to say what he was going to say because he's part of that problem. Just reiterating on the first brother that was talking about it. I mean, he don't have to be programmed because he was already programmed. So, you know.
That's a deep statement.
You know, that's
but especially when
problem.
You get into, yeah, especially when you get into the position that you have, what you have to do and be willing to. When you uphold the oath, and you're upholding the oath to, quote, protect the system as is, which is a very deep statement that you're making, man.
And yesterday he was asked a question on 60 Minutes. Do you think it was you need more African-Americans to police more African-Americans? And my question and my answer to that, I think is no. Because when you put more African-Americans to govern more African-Americans, then what you're doing is doing the same thing that happened in slavery when they gave promotion. You're just telling the next man who looks just like me, here, go ahead, beat me. Beat that man. And if you don't beat that man, then you won't get paid. You can't feed your family. So, you know, with that being said, I think you need the proper training, you need the proper facilities, and you also need care with community to understand that, you know, everybody in around here is not a criminal. You know, you know, when you look at police, the police main objective was hired to watch property. So when you got them doing other than just watching property, then what are they doing? They hurt the community. I don't see not one police officer buying a restaurant or a store trying to change the community to hire a job. I don't see them doing that. What I see them doing is the same thing as what's been going on TV.
And I'm
going to speak on Rosano, too, because I know for years, personally, because he's been getting paid over by the phone, just to say certain things. Yeah, he get on TV and he say things as if we already had the same opportunity that he had as growing up. That's why he get on TV and say that comfortable with no problem, because he was paid to say it.
You know something? No, while you're dropping all this knowledge, I need you to drop one thing, and that one thing is, what is your name, what's your group name, and where will you all be performing?
Okay. Black Odyssey is the group name. I'm John Doe from Black Odyssey. We will be performing at the Agora Saturday, February 21st. It's $20 at the door, but if you see me in person, I will give you a ticket for $10.
I got you, man, and I appreciate that. And how can they get in contact with you for that ticket?
You can hit me on Facebook, and you can just Facebook John Allen. You'll see me with the black and white on there, or you can hit me on my hit me on Twitter at Black Odyssey, BlackOdessy. It's all fused together, no hyphens or nothing like that. And you can also get at me at blackodyssey@gmail.com. All one
I
word.
Thank you. Hey, I thank you very much for your comments. And if you hold the line, I think you'll hear a few other things too. Thank you, brother.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. As a matter of fact, I know I'll be at that particular program. And right before I get to that 330 phone number, you've been on very, very, very patiently. This ought to take about only a minute for me to say that Saturday, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., Monday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Caledonia Cultural Arts Center at 960 Caledonia in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, is working with African business and visionaries to open the Ujamaa Corner Store, which is named after the fourth Kwanzaa principle, which means cooperative economics, encouraging people of all ages and races to collectively support minority business, merchandise, and food for sale. But they will have free entertainment, feature DJ No Request, Red Stripe. Speakers will include Art McCoy, Al Porter Jr., free crafts, games, refreshments, line dancing, karaoke, bingo, health, educational classes. For more info, you can hit up that 216-321-1539 or 216-254-3880. And the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com, Thursdays at 3 p.m. With that being said, 330-752. How are you this evening?
Brother Porter, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What's on your mind, man?
Do you know who you're talking to, Brother Porter?
Not yet, so I'm figuring you're going to introduce yourself and do it that way.
This is Mr. Yazzie, Brother Porter.
Oh, man. You're the man who's all over the place. What's happening?
I haven't forgot about you, man. I've been busy. Well, I ain't say busy, just been working. They say people that are busy ain't really doing nothing. But I've been working on a few things. I still ain't forgot. Like I said, I can't forget about my Blog Talk Radio family, even though we now have moved to a new platform and doing some great things. But definitely, well, I want to give a shout out. I don't know if Don is still listening. Definitely shout out to him and all the great work that he's doing for civil rights and the movement. Of course, you and Man in the Streets and Art McCoy and everybody. I want to say something real quick, and I'm sure you're going to ask me later on what I'm doing. But I want to say, because I have been paying attention myself as well to the situation as far as the police brutality, especially with Cleveland, with the DOJ, I said the DOJ's investigation.
Yes.
And I went to a youth forum over at Golden Ciphers about a couple of weeks ago. And when I tell you the youth are really affected by this, because we talk about the adults and how we see things. When I tell you, I heard some very disturbing things from the youth. And in particular, one story I can't forget. One young man said that, you know, after the police did what they did to him, he didn't say nothing else about it because he felt like if I said something, it wouldn't mean nothing. You know, it's like, okay, so, you know, so what, they have their police officer, so what, you know, I mean, who else, not even exactly the police officer, so what they did was wrong. What's going to really matter? What's going to happen after the fact? And the facilitator asked the question, you know, did you go and report it? He said, no. Him and another young man mentioned the fact that they didn't even report what happened. You know, and of course, we're talking about in relation to Tamir Rice. I mean, there's been multiple situations, you know, like the 137 shots and a couple of them. But just with that Tamir Rice situation, those young people really do not have faith and law enforcement right now in regards to protecting them. Of course, I mean, I spoke and a few other people tried to speak, you know, try to get some understanding. But the young people are really suffering in regards to understanding the role of law enforcement, the role of police officers in their communities, you know, and it really comes down to how do you repair these relationships, you know. I understand a lot of people are furious and really, I mean, kind of, you remember that whole NWA song, F the Police? That's like the theme of the streets right now.
It is. It really is.
But at the same time, you know, I said this, and I'm one of those neutral people. I'm really more solution oriented. I'm not taking sides either way. I went to another event Sunday before, hosted by Yvonne Pointer, and they recognized Calvin and a few other people in the community. This was for Martin Luther King Day. But they also recognized a police officer, a black police officer. And for me, everybody's not corrupt. Everybody's not corrupt, but you do have to focus. And true enough, yeah, you can't. It's kind of hard to single everybody out. Most people say, well, police, and boom. No, you have to really go in and say, you know what, that is a bad apple, and we have to get rid of them. And so, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not against the struggle. I'm not against the protest. But understand something. Everybody is not the same. And if we continue to allow ourselves to say, you know what, F the police, guess what our children going to say? F the police, and they're going to go about the same way we're going about the things that they're going to go about their lives the same way, doing the same thing that we're doing, not understanding that everybody is different. There are some bad, there are some negative police officers out there. There are some police officers that probably should have never been on the force. Especially when we talk about that one police officer that had an issue coming over from one police up floors and to this one, and then end up in this situation. Then they had another case where the police officer and one of the police officers involved in 137 shots. Now he's supposed to be getting reinstated. See, those issues. Those are police officers that we focus on. We can't say the whole force. Those police officers where it has been cited and been confirmed and identified as problem police officers, but yet now they're being reinstated or they're getting new jobs. Those are the ones we need to focus on. Those are the ones you teach your children. Hey, you have those. Like I said, you have some good police officers. Like I said, I've met some. I know some good police officers. But then at the same time, you have those ones, like I said, that have been identified as problem officers, like I said, especially when they come from other police forces and they're doing the same thing. Those are the ones we need to focus on. So when you're protesting, understand why you're protesting. Don't just join a movement because, that's the going trend. Please understand why you're doing it, because some people get out there, you ask them, well, I don't like what's going on. Well, what's really going on? Well, I don't know. I just heard this, I heard that. Do your research. So when you get out there,
and it makes the whole movement look bad. You're right. Keep going.
Right. And that's what that's what you don't want to happen. And then, I mean, I haven't seen any of the I haven't seen any interviews, you know, how the news and stuff is out there. I haven't seen any bad ones just yet where the people, they ask certain people, well, what is your thoughts of what's happened? I haven't seen any of those just yet. But it's possible in this day and time, anything is possible. But I'm people, as you get out there and you protest, as you get out there and you show your disbelief for different situations, like I said, even if we go back to Ferguson, let me slow down because I'm taking up too much time. But even when they say, when you go back to the situation in Ferguson and those people, even though the parents asked, look, don't do this, they still got there and looted, polluted, did all kind of crazy stuff, which, again, like you said, takes away from it, makes the movement look bad because we're trying to get rid of bad police officers, not give them a reason to continue to do what they're doing. So yeah, I'm done. I don't have a soapbox. But that's just what I say. I need people to really be educated, to be informed about why they're doing something. And like I said, teach your children the right thing. You know, definitely protest, but teach your children why it's important to do it and what the situation is about so that they don't go about it the wrong way. I'm done.
Man, I appreciate you for definitely calling in and quote-unquote teaching people, as always. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Brother Porter. You have a good one.
You too, man. As a matter of fact, and I'm enjoying this evening's program very much. Before I go to pick on that 216-242 phone number and the 216-215 phone number, before I go to 216-242, let me let people know, if they choose, you can use the same phone number of 646-478-0944 on a Wednesday at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Talk Radio, which is international politics broke down to a local level with my man Emax and the Mindset. And then the same number of 646-478-0944, Hood Tunes Radio. That's 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Fridays and Saturdays, dealing with music business 101 as well as music. You know, you've been very patient, and I guess they said, oh, no, you don't. You're not going to bother me like that quick. But that's all right, because I'm going to check out and see what's going on with that 216-215 phone number. That's 216-215, and I appreciate you for waiting. 216-215, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing well. I'm doing well because it's like a whole lot of knowledge is getting out here this evening. It surprised me what's coming through.
Yeah, I was concerned about the young lady that lost her life taking abortion. And I haven't heard it for the last, there's a lot of, it says over 200-something girls, about 9 of them lost their lives at the abortion clinic down on Shaker Heights, next to, not too far from Collin Post.
Whoa, that is.
Yeah. And some of them came from out of town, and it's like a cover-up. And I called in a couple of times the Art McCoy show, and I've been doing a follow-up on that. There's a lot of girls are losing their lives taking abortions. They did some, not doing the right procedures on them. About 9 of them died.
You know, I'm going to have to do a And I'm going to have to do a follow-up on that, you know, even though we talk about people's rights to choose and everything like that, you have to throw in a key word that's called eugenics. And if you look up eugenics, it is something that makes you think very deeply of what you're getting involved in, and it sometimes makes you wonder if they do care or if they don't care so much about a small life, how much they may care about the larger life, especially if those numbers are quote unquote correct and nobody's being charged. We'll put it like this. If others were just going in the Cleveland Clinic and having a surgery, or going in the university hospitals and those many people pass, would those doctors have a license, and would the hospital be operating? So you just brought up a very, very strong and deep thing for us to look at, including myself.
She came from university hospital, but she died. Nobody said anything about it. Nobody, you know, after she came from university hospital taking an abortion, she died. Nobody said anything about it. And she had an abortion. She had gotten sick. And she had died after she left the abortion clinic, couple of weeks ago, and she went to University Hospital. She died. Nobody said anything else about it.
Then I tell you what. That's the one thing we do around on this particular program, or my being vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or some other things like that. As you see something, you start to speak about it fluently, and you point out certain things, and that way nobody is left out. And you can speak on things factually. So with that being said, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention so I can look at that even more closely and at least be able to speak about that, bam, straight from the knowledge aspect. So I thank you very much for bringing that point up.
This has been going on for 3 months. I was talking Art about it. Yeah, this has been going on for 3 months. Girls losing their lives. And some of them coming from, like, Dayton, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio, come all the way to Cleveland and have done. Yeah, a lot of them lost their lives.
Hmm. So this is what my trade-off would be. Since we're talking now to myself also, as you dig further into eugenics, I'm going to dig further into what you just said, because the show could have been called Talking with Al, or it could have been just hanging out, but it's called MAN, that's Music, Activism, News. So you get active in certain things and you deal with the news as it happens, and it's definitely something that's happening in our streets, and I definitely want to look into that one also. One thing I can say, you've been on the money with a lot of things you've brought up, so it's time to work on something else. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I want to add on, I want to know what's the follow-up on the Wade Park shooting thing. Any information on that?
The main information is, for those people who don't know, there is the Facebook page of Alfred Porter, JR period, where the sheriff's hat profile picture, so that if anybody wants to see what's going on, as things come out from events or whatever's happening, we will definitely let you know on that. I do believe that the family is planning something, and we have to find out to make sure that that is happening. If it happens as soon as next week, so be it. By it being Monday, I'm sure we'll know definitely by the middle of the week, I would say Tuesday to which would be tomorrow evening to maybe even, I will say, Wednesday morning. But I will put out there that a lot of people are using phone numbers. And this show is usually rebroadcast out on my page and a few other pages, such as Brother Eric Robinson and whoever else. But if anybody wants to know, one of the main things they can do to ask about the case is 216-664-3990. That's Mayor Jackson's number. We've been calling Police Chief Williams' number at 216-623-5000. Homicide's phone number.
They never call people back on that number.
Hey, that's why the family has been and others have been consistently calling. Squeaky wheel, you know. So, and I'm putting these numbers out is because we've been consistently calling. And you can almost get through to homicide at 216-623-5464. Another couple of numbers you can definitely get in touch with. It's T.J. Dow from Ward 7. He's the councilman. That's 216-664-2840 or 216-664-2908. Safety Chair McGrath, 216-664-2200.
Okay.
And like I say, if anybody wants to know what else is going on, they can come down to the Black on Black Crime meeting this coming Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. at 14715 Euclid Avenue. And we should have things in tow with the exact thing that's going out for next week.
Okay.
So thank you for calling and making sure we do our jobs on our end.
Yeah, thank you. And you're the president.
All right. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too.
All right. And may you definitely enjoy the rest of the program. I can say I enjoy a phone call like that because it makes sure we do our job. And I'm looking back at that 216-389. And before I get to that, I just want to go real quick and say, might as well plug it. I don't think anybody else will. Sheriff Kilroy's Only West Side Listening Party Tour with CDs for sale will be this Thursday, January 29th, 9 p.m. until at 13334 Lorraine, Ohio, 44111 is the zip code. It is free. The Frosty Beaver is the name of the place, featuring former Z1079 DJ Jay Fresh, who started the Z1079 Home Jams. The CD does have controversial topics, and a few people who will be in the house include DJ Tech of the legendary Hip Hop and R&B on the 216 Block, multiple Ohio Hip Hop Award winner himself, B Swish from Swish Fam, my man Emax, and many, many more, including Black House Sounds. Man, Jeff Schlecky said he planned on being there. So that's a good thing in itself. You know, I'm appreciating the people who have called in. And before I pick on anybody else, because I call that number out, you have at least about maybe a couple of minutes left. 216-389, anything else you'd like to add on this conversation tonight?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as the Pulse. In the NBA, the Cavs are on a six-game winning streak and are now 6-1 since LeBron's return. David Blatt was on the hot seat, but for now everything is all well. In the NFL, last night, Team Irvin won the Pro Bowl, beating Team Carter 32-28, with Matthew Stafford winning offensive MVP with 3 touchdowns. And as far as the NFL with the Browns, Josh Gordon has been banned for a year due to him not following his probationary rules. There is a weekly sports report now. Any questions now?
I have no question at all, because Josh Gordon, that just took the wind out of my sails when I heard it yesterday. And so I've got no question. I've got no question, man. Well, I will ask you one thing, though, brother. Woo, how are you liking this Cavaliers team now?
I like the system that we're running as far as LeBron James and J.R. Smith. And I like the addition of Mozgov. He helped our defensive presence. So I feel that the Cavs are right now, if we can end off on a good note going into the All-Star break, I believe that we can actually make a run, because that's the same thing the Miami Heat did when LeBron was there his first year. Of course, everybody expected us to do good, but at the end of the day, it's a whole new team. They all got a gel. It just don't happen overnight.
Yeah. Hey, I always appreciate you calling in and adding in something very, very profound. So I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, too.
Thank you. Hold the line. We'll get something on for you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give this next phone caller at least like the last 90 seconds before we go into anything, and that's that 216-215 phone number. How are you out there? 216-215?
This is me. You talk with me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. And so I will be talking to you shortly. And as I do that, I'm going to leave out with some information. So I appreciate you.
Okay.
All right. You know, the one good thing that I can say is sometimes as different lines go out of clearing, I love our technology. Technology is fun around here. As certain things happen, and something will slide out, and somebody might see, wow, what just happened? But that's all right. I enjoy and appreciate you all very much. Next week, we get to talk about three different things, RTA, and then we also get a chance to talk about what happened. It'll be a couple of weeks but what happened on Martin Luther King Day, the marches and everything like that, and we need to talk about OPN Cypher Mania. So, you know, we'll get all of that together. Since I do have a little bit of time before I leave out on a certain song that seems appropriate, I just want to let people know that the Butters Show is on 91.1 FM. That's Monday mornings at 2 a.m. on WRUW.org, Cleveland Standard Time. That's right, you all missed it. Hey, we do our best to let people know what else is going on. I thank you all for tuning in. Ooh, and for those others who decided online, they didn't want to speak, but they wanted to listen in by phone, and those listening online, I appreciate you very much. I think this is kind of appropriate to leave out with after all the discussions. Be safe. Talk to you all next week. Peace.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25-minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, standing out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beast? Where's the beast?